Today's shir is Masechta Baba Metzia Daf Chav Dalad, and we will begin on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah of Shimon ben Elazar Omer that Kli and Purya, if somebody finds Kli and Purya, he could keep it, no need for announcement. Ask the Gemara, Hechid Amar Yehuda Mishmu, ask my mind Purya exactly what is in Purya. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Kalim Chadoshim, new Kalim, Shle Sovasan Ha'ayin. The owner of these Kalim is really not familiar with these Kalim, and because he's not familiar, when a simon is requested, he doesn't presumably know to give the simon. And the Gemara analyzes what we just said. Hechidami asked the Gemara exactly what is the situation that we're discussing. E is simon. If there's a clear simon, so ask the Gemara, kiloy sovas an ayin, even if he isn't familiar with them, but my have it, why should it make a difference? Because he could just identify the simon. And on the other hand, e the lespu simon, if there is no simon in them, so ask the Gemara, kiloy sovas an ayin, even if he could recognize them, my have it. We don't return a keli without a simon. So what exactly is the situation here? It says the Gemara Lailam Despa Simon. It's referring to a situation where there is no simon. So if that's the case, why would we give it back if there's no simon? Answers the Gemara Nafkamina Laduri Litzurva Mirabonim Tfiyas Ayin. As we've discussed previously, there is a concept of Tfiyas Ayin. Tfiyas Ayin means that somebody who can recognize something that belongs to him. And here we're referring to such a situation where the owner of this keli is a tzumer merabonan who has a tfiyas ayin in this. And therefore, says the Gemara, sovason ayin, if the owner, who's the rabbonim, knows this keli, is familiar with it, kimla begavayu, so he could say that he has a tfiyas ayin, and therefore Madrina Lele will return it to him. Kiloy sovason ayin, but on the other hand, if he hasn't become familiar with this keli, like Kimla Begavayu, he really isn't familiar with this keli, and therefore, Vlad Madrina Lay, we won't return it to him, because he could easily maybe be making a mistake where he thinks that this is something that belongs to him, but he isn't quite sure. So, ask the Rishonim, if this is the halacha, that whenever a Talmud Chacham has Tfiyas Ayin, we will return it to him. So throughout our Masechta, we've been discussing that, and we're going to still discuss this very extensively, that you only return a Keli when there's Tfiyas Ayin. So ask the Rishonim, why are we limiting that we only return a Keli when there's a Simon? Now we should have another reason to return a Keli. Even without a Simon, if there's a Talmud Chachim with Tfiyas Ayin, we're learning is a good enough reason to give it back. So some Rishonim answer that we don't necessarily assume that there are, the Ramban says the Steretz, that we don't automatically assume that there are Talmid Chacham that can recognize this, and therefore we don't have to assume that there's Quais. Taisus gives a different Teretz. Taisus says the only time we have to make this kind of announcement, there's certain kalim that there is tfiyas ayin on them. And if this is the type of keli that has tfiyas ayin, then the halacha is we rely on the tfiyas ayin, and presumably according to Taisus, we'd even make an announcement. But there's certain kalim that there's never tfiyas ayin on, and those are the kalim that we say you need to have simonim. Another explanation that you always have to make, indeed, the Ravid says, you always have to make an announcement because there may be a Talmud Chacham that is familiar, that has Tfiyas Ayin. But the place where you make the announcement about Tfiyas Ayin and the place that you make the announcement for Simonim is not the same place. Yes, you make an announcement to Beis Medrash where the Talmid Chachamim are found. Outside, where the Talmid Chacham are not found, and there's no simon then the halacha is that you don't have to make an announcement. The Ramah seems to say that it depends. If this was found in a place where there are many Talmid Chachamim, then we do have to make such an announcement. When the Perek that doesn't speak about these kind of announcements is speaking about a place where there aren't Talmid Chachamim. Now we need to understand, so we're learning now that if a Talmud Chacham has Tfiyas Ayin, we return it to him. The question is, why? So the Ran explains that Al Pidin, really, an Eid Echad should be satisfactory to say something that was lost is his. However, because we're concerned that if the Eid Echad is an Amoritz, he may not be saying the truth. When he's a Tzurva Merabonon, we believe him because of an Eid Echad. The Ritva says, this way I understand the Ritva to be saying, the Ritva says that it's sort of a bury. Just like we learn throughout Shas, that somebody comes with a claim that he's bury, if he's certain about something, it has a certain strength in his claim. When he says that, I know that I have Tfiyas Ayin, and this is my Keli, it's a bari, and it follows the concept of the bari v'shem, and we give it back. The question is, another pshat is, that Talmid Chachamim are honest, and therefore they're not going to say something which is not true. Another explanation is that Talmid Chachamim are much more particular in watching what's theirs, and knowing the Tfiyas Ayin. Amaratzim don't. So now the question is, how is there considered that who is considered a Talmud Chacham? So the Ramah says that as far as our Gemara is concerned, that we gave a mnemonis to Talmid Chachamim, it's a person who we know that always says the truth. The question is, do we have such individuals, Bizman Hazeh? The Sma says, questions that often the halacha discusses the category of how we treat a Talmud Chacham, but normally the halacha is that we don't assume that we have anybody of that status, Bizman Hazeh. But now the question is, what about for this halacha? The Sma is not quite sure. The Shvus Yaakov, however, says that we even Bizman Hazeh, where there's a question, are there Talmid Chacham or not? For this halacha, we can rely that there are, if a person we know is a Talmud Chacham and he says that he has a Tfiyas Ayin, we can accept what he says. Says the Gemara, given that we just said that Talmid Chachamim are always careful, and that's how we're defining who is a Talmud Chacham, somebody who always says the truth. So now the Gemara teaches us that there are only very limited situations where Talmid Chacham don't say the truth. Only in these three situations, Avdi Rabbanan the Mishana B'Milayu, a Talmid Chachamim not always going to say what the 100% truth. And most Rishonim explain, as we're going to explain the situations, because of Darkei Shalom. And there's a Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand the Gemara now. Some Rishonim explain that the examples that we are going to learn are all examples of Darkei Shalom, and maybe because they're so common, that's why they were singled out. Others explain that these are, besides Darkei Shalom, the special halacha that we trust the Talmid Chachamim in these areas. The first is Masechta. If somebody asks you a question about a certain Masechta, do you learn this Masechta? Out of modesty, you should say no. However, points out Tosfos, that's only if somebody wants to see how great of a Talmud Chacham are you. So they ask you a question, are you an individual, for example, that learned through Shas? So the reason he's asking you this question is only because he's looking to see who you are. But if the question is being asked because the person wants to know the halacha is that you should answer. The Rambam has a different approach, that if he's learning one Masechta and he's being questioned about another Masechta, so those halachas may not be clear to him, and that's why he could say, I didn't learn that Masechta, because he may not be able to answer those questions clearly. Another answer along the same line, the Bera Goyla gives explanation, is if there's a Talmud Chacham in town who's a greater Talmud Chacham than this individual, so he doesn't want a Paskin because he wants the bigger Talmud Chacham to be the one to answer the question. The next thing is Bepuraya, regarding the bed. So Rashi seems to learn that if somebody's asked, did you have relations, he doesn't have to answer because of Tznius. Tosfos asks, who asks people, who discusses those kind of questions? So he explains that if somebody slept on a bed, he may not want to admit that he slept on that bed because maybe there was Keri on that bed, Shekhvah Zera on the bed, and then people say that this is what the Talmud Chacham did, so he's allowed to avoid saying that he slept on that bed. The Mashah has a very interesting pshat. The Mashah says, Pariah means Purim, and the halach is that on Purim, you're supposed to chayiv inish l'fsumi b'puraya. A person has to drink on Purim ad l'yada until he doesn't know the difference between Or HaHaman and Baruch Mordechai. But it's inappropriate to drink too much. So what the person is allowed to say is, I already drank a lot, even though he hasn't necessarily drank that much, just to avoid needing to drink more than a person should drink, even on Purim. B'shpiza, the Rashi explains, if somebody was a guest in somebody's home, and he's being asked about his host, how did he treat him, he shouldn't say they was treated very well, because then people are going to inundate that host, there'll be too many people, and the type of people that will come may not be the right type of person. And therefore, one should avoid necessarily giving compliments. However, I did see that the Rishonim say that only when there is such a concern, two, and it's a place where they don't know this person. So that's why people don't know this person. And by me publicizing that this is that type of person, I could cause him damage. And certainly, we're not allowed to say something which is not true. We're just not necessarily supposed to overly publicize and compliment him. And in Bichlal, I sort of, the Ran says, that there's a difference when it's done b'tzina, there you should say, versus when it's done b'feresia. Because, as Tosfos points out, the Gemara and Masechta Brachos, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph teaches us, Orech Toiv Mao Oimer, what does a good guest say? Kama Tirchas Tarech Baal Bayis B'Shvili, all of this my host did for me, all the meat, Hamabasa Evilafanai, Kamayayin Hevilafanai, how much he brought for me, Kama Asha Tarech, Loi Tarech Ela B'Shvili. So Tosfos says, it's a difference amongst whom you're saying it. When you're amongst people that are people that you don't have to worry about, in such a place you should speak public. You could say it publicly, and other places where it could be counterproductive, maybe under those circumstances it should be avoided. And this will actually answer a question that I saw that Chushuki Chemer discusses. He says, if somebody had a wonderful host who helped him so much, and now he's going to come and say how terrible his host is, how can we accept that type of behavior? Explains the Chashuki Chemed that sometimes the host himself is satisfied that's what you're saying about him, because by speaking about him in a positive way, he may end up having guests that he too many guests or guests that he doesn't really want to have. Says the Gemara, my nafkamina, why are we learning this halacha about that Talmud Chacham is allowed to say something which is not actually true in these three situations? Says the Gemara, Amma Mazutra, La'aduri La'avidit of Tfiyasayin, we go back to the beginning of the shir. When can we give back an Aveda? We said we could give back an Aveda to Talmud Chacham with Tfiyasayin. E Yadinan, if we know that this is an individual, the Lai Mishani El Bahani Tlas, he always says the truth. These are the exceptions, Madrinale. Then we're going to be allowed to give him back something just based on Tfiyas Ayin. However, if he has a record of Mishani B'Minachrina that he doesn't say in other areas he's not always 100% honest, then he doesn't have the category of Lemedrin Leh, he doesn't have the category of a Tam Tchachem. And again, what Tfiyas Ayin is, the normal explanation of Tfiyas Ayin is that you can recognize it. There's a question in the Paiskim, if Tfiyas Ayin the color, if hearing somebody, if you could base or you could have a Tfiyas Ayin just based on the sound of something. That is also, is that going to be considered Tfiyas Ayin? Mazutra Chasida says the Gemara, there was this episode, the Mazutra Chasida Ignav Leikasa Kasper Mishpiza. He was staying in someone's home and a silver cup was stolen from that home. Chazia, and then Mazutra saw Lahube Rav. He saw there was a Talmud in the yeshiva. The Moshe Yadeh was washing his hand. The Nogib Beglim the Chavri, and he was using somebody else's coat to dry his hands. Amar, Hainu Hai, I see that this individual, Loim Ichbeslei Amamana the Chavri, is not careful with somebody else's money. You see that he's not careful, he just uses someone else's coat to dry his hands. It's a proof that there's something to be worried about this person. And Kafsei V'Oidei, he got him to admit that, in fact, that he was the person that had stolen the coat. The question here is, and this is a very, very important question. Mazutra saw this Talmud, who ultimately was determined to be a ganef. And the question was, sometimes it's to the benefit to tell us, to publicize that this person is the ganef. It's for the benefit of the ganef that he should do it, not do it again. And it's benefit for the victim to get back what was stolen from him. But sometimes it's not going to be to his benefit because the person will end up maybe getting turned off by being publicized, and who knows what could happen. And there's a very famous story that he quotes, a story of the Shlach HaKadosh. The Shlach HaKadosh came to Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael, and he came to the port of Yafo. And when he came to the port of Yafo, the governor, presumably who was appointed by the British, came out to greet him. And the governor came out to greet him and said to him, "You just came from a very long, arduous trip from Europe. I'm inviting you to come to my home. Come rest in my home, and then you'll be able to travel on." If I remember correctly, that he moved to Tveria. So he went. He did that, and he came to this governor's home. And the governor was taking him from room to room, showing him his beautiful home, and he was most impressed. And then they come to a room, and he takes out a knife, and he says, "I'm going to kill you." And the Shlach says, he tells him, "Say Shema Yisrael, and I'm about to kill you. The Shlach looks at the person and says to him, "What did I ever do to you? You're such a distinguished individual, and now you're saying you're going to kill me. Why would you do that?" So he says, "Do you recognize me?" The governor says to him. And the governor says, "No, of course." And the Shlach says, "Of course I don't recognize you." He says, "Well, I was once your Talmud, and I stole something, and instead of you forgiving me, you publicized that I was a ganef, and from there, I ended up where I am, irreligious. And I blame you for what happened to me. And I also know," he says, "that you're going to come to the Olam HaEmes, there's going to be an issue with you. How did you treat me that way? And in order that you should be forgiven, this is why I did what I did, and now you could go." So we see that there is a consideration that you have to take what is the right thing to do. And the Chofetz Chaim, when he used to learn the Gemara, when he used to learn this Gemara, would say that that's what Mazutra's job was. He says Mazutra was a dayan, and he had to decide, was it the right thing to do to publicize or not the right thing to publicize? And actually, the Ramah discusses this question. The Ramah in Yoridei is Simon Shin Lamadal Sif Beis, says, "We put somebody into Cherem if he if he's supposed to be in Cherif, v'afil ki yesh lochush, even if there's a concern, shayidei ken yetzu l'tar b'sro, what will be the repercussions? Ein lochush l'kach. But the Taz over there in Sifkot and Alf says, t'muli ha'mil satuva, I'm not so comfortable. How can we judge that, yes, this person did something wrong, but maybe we're going to bring him in the veil of day, Tabas Roch, Asher Shalom, Asher Kol, Be'er Lo Yeshuvin. And then the Kudas HaKesef actually agrees in that halacha with the opinion of the Ra, of the Ma. But it doesn't mean that the Ma's halacha is a hard and fast rule. We have to judge every situation individually and see, given the circumstances, what is the right thing to do. The other question that is learned from this halacha is, can we force an admission from somebody? From our Gemara, it seems that we could force an admission. Kafsua, the Gemara says that they forced him. And now the question is, can you rely on a forced admission? And again, the Paiskim say, every situation, A, if you could force an admission, and B, every situation, if that's what you should do, has to be evaluated independently. Tanya Maida, Rav Shimon Alozer. So now the Gemara goes back to what Rav Shimon Alozer taught us in the Mishnah. And Tanya Maida, Rav Shimon Alozer, the Kalim Chadoshim, Shesofsan Ayin, when you have new Kalim, but the owners became familiar with them, Shechayiv Lahakras, that announcement is required. Ve'elin Kalim Chadoshim, Sheloy Sofsan Ayin, She'en Chayiv Lahakras, but what a type of Kalim that people don't become familiar when they're just new, Kigoyim Bade Machten, or Bade Machten Tsunaris, rings where you have needles or small forks, Machroizes shakadumais, a thing that you hang on small objects. Kol Amish continues the brisa. Kol Elish Amru, that everything that we said that you defined to keep. Amosai Matarim, when can define to keep them? Bezman shematzam echad echad. Only when he found them one at a time. However, Ava Matzam Shnaim Shnaim, once you found them more than one at a time. So then, there's a simon, the amount of things you have on this keychain, for example, and therefore chayv lahakras. My body, so the Brisa mentioned bade. Ask the Gemara, what is the definition of bade? Shoichim. It's like small branches. It's like you have a piece of wood or whatever with things sticking out from them, and that's what you hang whatever you're using on them. The mykarle bade. Ask the Gemara why they call that name. Says the Gemara, because dover the talabi midi, it's something on which things are hung. Bad karle, kahuda tanan, that's the name that it's given. Ketuna hasam, we find this, the Mishnah, Masech the Sukkah, when it speaks about that rova, calls them ale echa bebarechad. You have the stick, and then you have the leaves that are sticking out of that stick. The Kenarib Shim ben Allah's Oimer, Hamatz manarim and adoiv manamar, if somebody save something from a lion, a bear, a leopard, badless is a type of a snake, mezutash yam from a flood, a mezutash yam from something that fell into the yam, u mishalulosa shanar, or something that from a flood, v'amaytzi besratya, if somebody finds something in a major thoroughfare, or platya gedoyla, or in a major town square, or become makom sharabim mitzumisham, or anything that's found in a very public place, hare elu shaloi, it becomes the property of the finder. Nei shabalim mesiash mehem, there's going to be yish, and whenever we have a situation of yish, as we've been learning throughout our masechta, the halacha is, it becomes the property of the finder. The Bermaim Chaim says that our Gemara just said that hamatzel, if somebody finds something, mipiariva doiv, the owners are misyash from them. But the halacha is that if somebody is matzl manari, if somebody saves something from a lion, the halacha is that it doesn't automatically become his. And the question is, why is there a difference? So he says that the difference, in other words, here we say that there's Yush, that in the other case, that by Mavriach Ari, it's not the exact same. So he says, Mavriach Ari did not have Hezek yet. So yes, I chased away the lion, but there was no actual Hezek. And since there wasn't actual Hezek, that's why the halacha is that it isn't automatically yours. On the other hand, when it fell into a dangerous place, the various situations that the Gemara just identified, there it was already lost. And therefore the halacha is that you keep it without any question. The Pasuk, the Panim Yofis points out, the Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha says, V'yoyma Avram el melech sadoim harimoysi yodai, im mechut v'atzroi chanal, v'me'ekach mikol shaloch. Avram Avinu was really entitled to everything, because it was considered matzo menari. He saved it from a lion. And since it was considered matzo menari, the halacha we just learned, it was in war. He should be allowed to keep it. So you'll say he wanted to be generous. The halacha is, you can't be generous because there's halacha of loisachanim. You're not allowed to give an akum a gift just for no reason. Says the Panim Yafis that sometimes giving a gift is not for the benefit of the person you're giving the gift to. It's a benefit for you that you're having hanah that that person is taking a gift from you. The way I understand what the Panim Yafis means to say, that person to whom you gave the gift will owe you for what you did. And since that person will owe you for what you did, it's to your benefit to give him a gift, because down the road, we have a similar concept, he says, in Masechet Kedushin. The Gemara, in Masechet Kedushin, says that if a wife, normally the husband has to give the Kesef Kedushin to the wife, but sometimes, if the woman gives the Kesef Kedushin to the husband, it says, with that benefit that you're willing to take a gift from me. And that's what Avram Aminu meant to do. He says, I really deserved it. But even though I deserve it, I'm giving it back to you, and I'm giving it back to you, and it's to my benefit to give it back to you. So then I saw a very interesting question. If the halacha is that you're really supposed to keep it, and you're giving it back to that person because you want to give it back, but you're not obligated to give it back. So the Paiskim discuss, it could be that you would have to take off Meiser. If you earn money, you have to take off Meiser from the money you earn. And now if you want to give a gift, you could give a gift. And maybe that here too, you would have to take off Meiser first. Ask the Gemara. We've been discussing the opinion of Shimon ben Elazar, that if you find an Aveda in a public place, then you could keep it. So now the Gemara wants to analyze Rav Shimon Elazar's opinion. And the Gemara asks, when Rav Shimon Elazar said this halacha, did he say Beroiv Kananim in a place that most of the people there are Nachrim? Av Beroiv Yisrael, if it's a place which is mostly inhabited by Yisrael, Loi? Or Dilma, or perhaps the halacha would be, even in the case, Beroiv Yisrael Nam Yomer. Why would it be different? Because Tosfos explains, even if it's a place that's Roiv Yisrael, it's inevitable that there are Yisraelim that are not going to act scrupulously. So between the Nachrim and those Yisraelim, you could keep it. The Shita, quoting the Ravid, takes a different approach. And their approach is that when we say Roiv Amiyat, the roiv meat means when the meat doesn't count. But this is a real possibility. And therefore, since it's a real possibility, it's not a meat to be ignored. And then Tosfos asks, but isn't there a rule that ain't a holch m'mamon achar roiv? So Tosfos answers that in a normal case of roiv meat, this is not the regular example of roiv meat that we have in Shas. This is what is most likely to be the case. Im temtzolem afil roiv yisrael nami omer. Even when there's Roiv Yisrael, Rav Shimon Elazar said his halacha. Pligi Rabbanan loy pligi. What is the opinion of the Rabbanan regarding this question? Continues the Gemara. Rim tim tzolami pligi. And if we're going to say that the halacha is like that, the Rabbanan disagree. Rav Yisrael vade pligi. We're going to say that when did the Rabbanan disagree with Rav Shimon Lozer? In a place of Rav Yisrael, Rav Knanim. But it's a place that's Rav Knanim. The question will be pligi or loy pligi. Will they disagree even in that case? And in terms of pligi, and even if we'll say that the Rabbonim argue completely on Rav Shimon Lozer, even in place of Rav Kananim, the question is halacha kamaisoi or ain halacha kamaisoi. Who does the halacha follow? And I saw that the Rishonim explained that even though throughout we know that the halacha normally is that yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, still, that isn't always the case. And sometimes when the Yochid says something which is obviously correct, we're going to follow the pace, the opinion of the Yochid. The Chavistas says there's a famous question. We know that if you find meat on the street, so we have to analyze how many butcher shops there are in town and call the parish Meruba parish. So if you have a town that has mostly kosher meat, mostly kosher butcher shops, we say that call the parish Meruba parish, and we can assume the meat is kosher. But many Achroinim want to know what's the halacha if there's indeed more kosher butcher shops than non-kosher butcher shops, but the non-kosher butcher shops sell more meat. Do we look at the amount of shmeat, or do we look at the amount of shops? Says the Chavistas that our Gemara wanted to say in a place there's a difference between Rav Akram, Rav Yisrael. But even if it's a place where it's Rav Yisrael, still, there are more Akram in the world. So why do we say there's Rav Yisrael? We see that we look at what's here, and here mostly Yisrael, that's all that we should take into consideration. So, if we're going to say that we follow the opinion of Shimon Lozer, the question is, where do we follow his opinion? Rav Kananim, only in a place where it's Rav Kananim, or do we follow his opinion, Afilu B'Rav Yisrael? Says the Gemara Toshma. We learned this Braisa previously. The Braisa teaches us, Amoitzi Maos, B'Bat Knesios, or B'Bat Medrashos, B'Kam Mokum Sherab, and Metsuim Sham, Harei Elu Shaloi, it could belong to the finder, Nesha Abalim Yashmahem. It's certainly that the owners gave up on them. Now, says the Gemara, Man Shamed Leid Ozabas Ruba, who is the opinion that follows Rav? Rav Shimon ben Lozer. And we're following this Rav, Shmamitno, Afil B'Rav Yisrael Nami, we follow the Rav. Says the Gemara, that Braisa is not a compelling proof. Because Hochamai Skimim Zorim, where the money is scattered, and as we've discussed previously, when we have scattered money, there's no Simen. And since there's no Simen, then the halacha is that even the Rabbanan will agree it may be kept by the finder. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, even Mephazorim, that we're speaking about a case that Mephazorim, my area, Makum Sharab Mitzvim Sham, why do we have to identify that's a place that there are many people there? If it's Mephazorim, a few in a Rabbi Mitzvim Sham, it should belong to the finder. El Olam, we're talking about Tzurim, the money is in a bundle. Vachabayim Skinim, we're talking about a case, but to see that when it said Bata Knesias, it doesn't mean a shul. Bata Knesias means a place of gathering, but it's not where Jews gathered. It's a place that non-Jews gathered. So the Gemara, okay, Bata Knesias, we could somehow explain speaking about a place where the Knanim gather. But the Braisa also spoke about Bata Midrashis. How will we explain the word Bata Midrashis, Michael Maimer? Answers the Gemara, Bati Midrashim to Don, the Yosef of Kananim. It's our Bati Midrashim where we have Kananim. So ask the Gemara, ask the Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Ran. Yes, you'll have a Nochri maybe in that base Medrash all the time. But most of the people in that shul are Yisraelim. So just because you have Akum there, doesn't make it into a place of Nochrim. So they say a very interesting teretz. The Nochri, who's, I guess, the security guard, is there all of the time. The Yisraelim, of course, there are many more Yisraelim than the Nachrin, the Beis Medrash, but the Yisraelim are not there all of the time. The Yisraelim keep on coming and going. And since the Yisraelim keep on coming and going, and the Nachrim are there all the time, that gives the Nachrim, that makes it more of a place of Nachrim. Says the Gemara, Hash Das Lachi, now that we have given this explanation in Bati Medrash, says the Gemara, Hash Das Lachi, Bati Knesios Namdi Don, when we speak about the Bati Knesios, we're speaking about a Bas Knesses, the Yasvi by Karanim, where they have this non-Jewish security guard. Says the Gemara, Toshima, the Gemara is still trying to answer what is the halacha with Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. The Mishnah taught us, Matzah Aveda, if you find a Aveda in a city that has Jewish and non-Jewish inhabitants, Im Rav Yisrael, Chayiv Lahakris, Vim Rav Kananim, and Chayiv Lahakris. Says the Gemara, Man Shamed Leidama Azlin Basaruba, who is the Tana that taught us that we follow Rav, Rav Shimon ben Lazar. From here we see that Shema Mitna, when did Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar say his opinion? Ki kamar Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar, b'roiv kananim. Avroi Yisroel, he didn't say his halacha. Says the Gemara, no, I'm not going to explain that that b'rais is following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar. Rather, I'm going to say that Hamani, who is the tan of that Mishnah? Rabbanan he. Says the Gemara, okay, if you're going to say it's the Rabbanan, but tifshmina, from here, at least we can learn that Maidalei Rabbanan Rav Shimon ben Lazar, the Rabbanan agree. This is one of the questions that the Gemara posed, and now we'll have an answer that Rabbanan agreed to Rav Shimon ben Lazar in a situation of Rav Kananim. Says the Gemara, Loilam Rav Shimon ben Lazar, but Philip Rav Yisrael, Nami, Rav Shimon ben Lazar said his opinion, even Rav Yisrael. Why over here do you have to make an announcement if it's Rav Yisrael? If Rav Shimon ben Lazar holds that even by Rav Yisrael, if it's found in a public place, you don't have to make an announcement. Hachem Ha'iskinan, the Tmunis. The lost item was hidden. And since it was hidden, that's why the owner wasn't Miyash. But ask the Gemara, if it was hidden, how did he find it? If something was found in a garbage dump, if it's covered, don't touch it. Answers the Gemara. Papa tells us on Daf Chafayim base that we're speaking about an ashba that was not meant to be cleared away, and therefore it was considered hidden, and you shouldn't touch it. But now, the owner of that garbage dump decided to clear it away, and therefore it becomes hefker. And therefore, because they become hefker, that's why the halacha is that you could take it, but you have to make an announcement because he clearly didn't have to. He didn't realize that that's what's going to happen. And why should he make an announcement? Why shouldn't he just leave it there? So Tysus answers, because if somebody's going to walk by, he's going to think he's allowed to take it. So in order to avoid that, take it and make an announcement. Vibais Ema, or another way of explaining, that Mishnah really follows the opinion of the Rabbanim. And we don't have to say that we're speaking about Tomin. Kiktani Hein Shaloi, when the Mishnah said that if it's Roiv Nachrim, it belongs to the finder, and a chayv lahakris ktani. It's only referring to the announcement part. Because since this is a city which is mostly Nachrim, so if it's mostly Nachrim, there is no chayv of Hashava. The mitzvah Hashava Saveda only applies in a place where it's not Roiv Nachrim. And therefore, you niach, just leave it there. And by leaving it there, Yaisi Yisrael V'yah Be'simana, leave it and let Yisrael come and take it. But the concept of Krozo doesn't apply in an ear that's Rubai Akum. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Omer of Asi, Matzah Chavas Yain B'Ish Rubai Kananim. If you found a barrel of wine in a city that's Rubai Kananim, but Teres Meshum Metzia, you could keep it. You don't have to make an announcement. However, v'surabano. You're not allowed to drink it because you need to be concerned that it's non-kosher wine. However, bar yisrov v'nosim basimen, if a Jew comes and gives a simen, b'teres b'shtilim etzah, the person allowed to drink it. Why should we not be concerned about stam yenam? The halach is the fact that the Jew was able to give a simen. In fact, many suggest that he has to give a simen muvik. That's why you could rely on it. Others say that this wine was sealed with chaysim etay chaysim. And if the wine was sealed with chaysim etay chaysim, or others say a simen muvik, that's why you're allowed to be drinking it. Says the Gemara, Kaman, who presumably is the Tana of this Braisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that we follow the Rav, Shema Mina, but here we see the way that he say this, Ki Kamer of Shimon ben Elazar, only in a place of Rav Kananim. Ava Rav Yisrael, Loi, he wouldn't say this Psak. Says Mar Loi, I am a lock of Shimon ben Elazar, I feel of Rav Yisrael, Nami Kamer. He always says that you could keep it. Rav Asi Saval Kavasei B'chada. Rav Asi agrees with Rav Shimon Elazar in a case of Rav Nachrim, and he doesn't agree with him. Upalaglei B'chada, and he doesn't agree with him in the case of Rav Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, V'chim Achad Asir Bano. The Gemara said, if it's a Yishru B'Kananim, Meteres, there's no problem with Tzia, but you can't drink it and you can't have anor from it. But ask the Gemara, what am I going to do with it if I can't have any benefit from it? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Ashi, Lakankona, that you could use it, you could use the barrels. And from here, the Paiskim say that a barrel that was used for cold doesn't even need to be kashered. But it's not compelling. Maybe it means that you'll kasher it and then sell it. Says the Gemara, "How gav dashkach arba zuzim d'tzeri b'sadina?" If somebody found four zuzim that were put in a piece of material, and they were b'nahar birin, they were at a river. Also, came to Yehuda. They came to Yehuda. Amalei zelachris. You need to make an announcement. So he asked, "Vazuta shalyamu." We discussed earlier in our shir that if you find something from the zuta shalyam, you could keep it. Answers the Gemara, "Shani ner birin." Kivan the maskel, Nabirin is that there are a lot of different crevices by the river, and things get caught there, and therefore people aren't miyash. But ask the Gemara for Reuven Kananim, who isn't that a place that's Reuven Kananim? Shouldn't this be a raya? Says the Gemara, Shmamino, the Ein Alokrim Shimon Elazar feel by Reuven Kananim, and even by Reuven Kananim we can't just keep it. Answers the Gemara, Shani Nabirin. Nabirin is a very unique place. The Sral Sarchle Visar Karle. It's a place that the Jews made this entire river and this entire situation. And says the Gemara, Kivin the Sral Sarchle, I mean Yisrael Nafel. Since the Jews are constantly working there, we assume it came from a Jew. The Kivin the Sral Karle, and since Jews are there all the time, that's why Lemiyash. Says the Mar of Yehuda, Veshok of Ozer Basrei, the Mashmul, Veshuk of the Bei Daisa. Yehuda was following Mashmul in the marketplace of Daisa. Amalei, and he asked him, Matzakan Arniki, somebody found a wallet over here. Mahu, what is the halacha? Amalei, so Mashmul said, Harei Shaloi, it belongs to the finder. Amalei, Harei Shaloi, it belongs to the finder. Ask the Gemara, Bar Yisrov and Nosson Loi Simen. What happens if a Jew shows up and gives a simen? Mahu? Amalei, Chayv Lachsa. They would have to give it back. Ask the Gemara, Tarti, aren't these two answers contradictory? If you could keep it, that means we assume that there was Yiyush. And if there was Yiyush, then you don't have to give it back. Amalei, he said, what I said you should give it back, I meant lefnimish rusadin. The halacha can't force you to give it back, but it's lefnimish rusadin. And the Gemara offers a precedent for that. Ki ha davud shmul ashke chani b'midbara. He found these donkeys in the midbar. V'adrinu l'maraya l'basa trecha yarashate. He gave it back to the owners even after 12 months. And the reason he did so was because lefnimish rusadin. So our Gemara now has introduced the concept of lifnim mishur sadin. And there's two psukim in the Torah that indicate that a person is supposed to go lifnim mishur sadin. One is the pasuk as a masa shiyasun, and the other is leman telech b'derech toivin. And Tosfos explains from the pasuk of shiyasun is that we learn where other people are obligated to do something and you're not. The right thing is to do it anyway. The pasuk leman telech b'derech toivin speaks to all of us, that all of us should do it. There's a very big machlokes rishonim. Here we're learning the concept of lefnim mishur sadin. And the question is, how does the halacha view lefnim mishur sadin? Is it a midas chassidus, something that's doing, somebody's doing more than he's obligated, or is it an obligation? And the nafka mina will be, do we force somebody to act lefnim mishur sadin? The Rambam and the Rosh are of the opinion that lefnim mishur sadin is a midas chassidus, and we can't force somebody to act lefnim mishur sadin. The Mordechai, quoting the Raven and the Ravian, says it's a chiv gomer, but the tumim, it's an obligation. But even the tumim explains that we try to convince the person to do lefnim mishur sadin, but we can't actually do more than that in forcing him. The Rav Shmuel Rizovsky says that it could be the nafka mina that Tosfos gave, that in a case where I'm not obligated, but other people are obligated, that lefnim mishur sadin is something that I really should do. Versus lefnim mishur sadin that no one has to do, and I choose to do it, then the halacha is that I'm being lefnim mishur sadin. So I saw that the place, going back to a question that we mentioned earlier, that if a person gives back an aveda, like by Avraham Avinu, that he doesn't have to give back, the halacha is, you could be frum, you could be a tzaddik, but you can't deprive tzedakah of what they're entitled to. And therefore I saw that Rav Chaim Kinyevsky says that you have to give meiser. Because if you want to do lefnim mishur sadin, it has to be under the, it can't be at the expense of meiser. Rav Eliyosher Zatzal disagreed, and the Chashuki Chemed says that what you should do is when you pick up the Aveda, you should have in mind that you don't want to take ownership of that Aveda. And by having a mind that you don't want to take ownership of that Aveda, so now you never became the owner of that Aveda. If you never became the owner of that Aveda, there is no problem that you have to give Meiser because it was never yours. Says the Rava, I have a shock of Ozzer Basra, Rav Nachman, B'shuka del Gadoi. Rava was following Rav Nachman in the Shuka del Gadoi. Ramalei b'shuka de Rabbanon. It's a place where the Talmid de Chachamim would frequent. Amalei, and he asked him, Motzakan Arniki, if somebody found a wallet in this location, Mahu, what is the halacha? Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, Arei el Shaloi, he could keep it. Ba Yisrael v'nosim b'simen, and then he asked him, well, what happens if Yisrael comes and gives a simen, Mahu, what will be the halacha? So he said, Arei el Shaloi. Says the Gemara, that he could keep it. But the person who lost this object is saying that it's mine. And how could we ignore him? Says the Manasa, so Gemara compares it to somebody who's crying on his home that fell down. Or on his boat that drowned. It's a terrible tsar. It's a terrible pain. But that doesn't mean he gets it back. There was a bird that took meat from the shuk and threw it, v'shadar b'tzanais the bay by Marin, and threw it by the palm trees of Barmerion. Also kameh the mari, also kameh the bay, he came to ask Abaya, Amalei, if he could keep that meat, he says, zil shkol anafshech. Says the Gemara, v'ruah b'di Yisraelinu, weren't most of the people where the meat came from Yisraelim? Shouldn't this be a raya, he said, the shmamino that we have from here, two reasons, we have two questions that we've asked, answered. Shmamino, we see from here, that Allah script Shimon ben Elazar, that we follow the opinion of Shimon ben Elazar, even in a place of Roiv Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Shani Diyoy, the Kazuta Shoyam Dami. It's comparable to Zuta Shoyam, which we learned that by Zuta Shoyam, everybody agrees it belongs to the finder. But ask the Gemara, We don't know what happened to that meat. Says the Gemara, you saw all the time that the meat came from the market which sold only kosher meat. He found a slaughtered gedi in the area between Tveri and Tzibori, v'tiriloi, and they let him have it. Amar Rabami, hetiriloi mishum etzia, that there was no reason that he could keep it. He doesn't have to make any announcement. Why? Because he follows the opinion of Shimon ben Elazar, that if something is found in a public area, you could keep it. Umishim shchita, and they were allowed to eat it, because he followed the opinion of Chananya ben Oshar b'Yizayis Aglili, the Tanya reishaloi avdoloi gedoyi v'tanagolof. Somebody lost his animals, his chickens, and then he finds them slaughtered, and he's not certain if they were properly slaughtered or not. Yehuda Iser, Chananya ben Oshar b'Chananya b'Gliel Matir. I'm Rebbe, near and dead Rebbe Yehuda. Where do I follow the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda that you can't eat them? But matzim b'ashpa, when you found them in the garbage, because they were presumably thrown out because they're not kosher. And divrei Rebbe Shchanina b'nai Shabbi Yosef Glilai, matzim b'ayis, that they were sorted properly. Medetir l'mshim shchita, says the Gemara, back to our sugya, if it was allowed to be eaten, it obviously was a place that was Reuben Yisrael, shamit nashund, shouldn't we see from here, that A, we're passing like Rav Shimon Elazar, and B, that we pass like him even for Rav Yisrael. Says the Gemara, not a proof, because it was an area of Rav Kananim, mostly Kananim, but Rav Tavcha Yisrael, but most of the people who shot it, slaughtered him, were Yisraelim, and therefore we could assume it was kosher. Says the Gemara, from here we see that when a Yisrael kills an animal, even when he's not, or a bird, even if he's not killing it for Jewish consumption, he should still try to kill it with shchita. Rav Ami Ashkach Parge Shchutis, he found killed birds. Bein Tveri L'Tzipuri. Osel Kameh Rav Ami, Vamalei L'Kameh Asi, Vamalei L'Kameh Rav Yochanan, Vamalei Bein Medrasha, Vamalei Zil Shkol Nafshach. You could keep it. Rav Yitzchak Nafke Ashkach Kibura De Azle Bei Azluya, he found thread that were sewn. V'Osel Kameh Rav Yochanan, and he came to, and they were found in a place where there were hunters that would use the thread to sew the traps. Also, kamei Reb Yochanan, v'amalei be'medrasha, v'amalei zishkol nafshech, the finder could keep it.